Coming up in just a few minutes at 8:10, 9:10 Manitoba, I'll have Robbie Sharp come in. We'll be chatting about football night in Saskatchewan. So make sure to keep on listening. Got a special guest in the studio today. I got Robbie Sharp. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Beautiful morning out there.
Absolutely. And we have you in today to chat about a very fun and special event, football night in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, you betcha. May 4th this year. May the 4th be with you. Easy to remember, right?
That's a fantastic day to have it. And it seems like it's going to be a fantastic time. It always is. But you got some great special guests that you're bringing in.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. We've got our local, I always call him local legend, maybe, a local celebrity.
Yeah,
Don Chesney. Obviously, like I tell a story all the time. I've heard a lot of speakers in my life. Don Chesney is one of the best I've ever heard. He's one of the best in the country. He's such a character, and you know, a lot of people have been saying, "Well, he's a hockey guy. Why would you get a hockey guy at the football banquet?"
Yeah,
well, he's a coach, right? And I tell a story all the time. I know we weren't always a powerhouse in the province. We were actually near the bottom for many years, and I used to go to Don's office and talk coaching and kids and how to get the most out of them and stuff like that. So we all know he's a fantastic coach, and he's a character from our area. So we're really looking forward to having him. We've never had him speak at our event before, so it's pretty exciting. And obviously you saw in the post we have Noah Zare coming too, and
yeah.
Noah's our guy. You know, he played for our program, he came through our system, so we're very proud of him. And he signed with the Riders this year, so you can't beat that. You know, he was with Hamilton last year and BC prior to that, so he's finally coming home, so we're pretty excited about that. And then Craig Reynolds, he's always really good to us there with the Riders, so he always sends a couple Riders. And Brett Lowther, he likes to come. He's a really cool guy, so I think he's coming. And there'll be a few special guys just to come and sign autographs and talk football with people. And it's the same thing. I know we were talking before we came on the air. You've been to the event a few times. It's really fun. We get the cheerleaders and we got the adult jazz band and, you know, kind of the same thing. It's our 20-something. Wow. We were, those COVID years, we didn't have them.
Yep.
Like we had them planned. We couldn't do them at the time. So we missed a couple. But, you know, we started in about 2002. So she's been a long haul, and it's been a really good event for us. And it's a great fundraiser, and it powers the Yorkton Minor football machine is what it does. It buys our equipment and pays for our buses and our refs and our fields and all that stuff. So it's a really great event, and we try to keep football affordable for all kids. So that's what it does.
Absolutely. And not only that it raises money, but the people that are able to help raise money for that are able to spend a fantastic time. I mean, the dinner, of course, it's at St. Mary's Cultural Center.
One of the best meals in the country.
Absolutely.
Cabbage rolls you cannot get anywhere else. They're like gold.
And Reader, actually, he will be playing in the band as well. So you got some local entertainment.
Yeah, nice.
And it's like as you mentioned, all the guests, it's almost like a celebrity night coming in. So it's a privilege for people to be able to come in and enjoy that.
It really is fun. Yeah, it really is. I feel like Reader this morning. I got his crayons in front of me. I mean, sitting in his seat. I don't have as many jokes as him, maybe.
Next time we're going to have you read the news and sports.
Yeah, that'll be great.
But if people wanted to go, again, it's happening May 4th. Meet and greet kicks off at 5 p.m. at St. Mary's. Tickets, $60 each. You could also get yourself a corporate table.
Yeah, exactly. And if you need tickets, like we're easy to get a hold of. Like Facebook's usually the easiest. Yorkton Minor Football Facebook page. You can send us a message on there. But like Darcy Zahari is our treasurer. He's easy guy to get a hold of. Jim Gorman is our ticket guy. Myself, I said, even if you have to call down to GX94 or the Fox, they'll point you in the right direction. If you want tickets, we're easy to come by, and we'll stop right at your house to drop off your tickets if you want.
And personally, I can recommend definitely get yourself some tickets. I'm going to be there, and it's going to be a wonderful time.
It's going to be wicked.
Anything else that you wanted to mention
here? I think that's it, Eddie. Just get your tickets. Come on out May the 4th. It's going to be a great night, and we'll see you all there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me, Robbie.
Thanks, Eddie.